This is GeekWire's App of the Week on the all-new Cairo Radio Weekend.
This week's App of the Week is Vodo. And John, yeah, I know you always challenge me on how to spell these things. So now this is
going to turn the tables,
about.
Huh?
You wrote about this.
That's right.
How do you spell Vodo?
Vodo, V-H-O-T-O.
So you're probably picking up on a combination of the words video and photo.
Very
in that
good.
Word. So this is an app that allows you to take videos, and then the app uses machine learning, or at least some kind of pattern recognition, computer vision technology, to automatically scan your video and then present you with the most dramatic or interesting still picture taken from your video. And this is a new Seattle company that just came out with this app this past week. What's the backstory here, John?
Yeah, a little bit of an interesting backstory. They've kind of been going under the radar, operating in stealth mode for a couple years here now. So pretty interesting to come across them. It's the guys behind Faircast. So Hugh Crane, the former CEO of Faircast, Jay Bartow, the former CTO, are two of the fellows behind this company, which obviously Faircast was a big success in the startup scene here, selling to Microsoft for $115 million. So they're back with this new company, and they essentially want to eliminate the need. Now, we've all been there before, where you're sitting there trying to take a photo of your family or your pet, and you have to try to get the perfect expression or pose, and you have to take 15 or 16 different photos to try to get the perfect image. Their concept is, instead of sitting there trying to capture that one great photo, just shoot a video for 15 or 20 seconds. And they say they can get a much higher quality photo than if you sat there and took 15 photos. So, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, and we've been trying it out. It'll be interesting. Our colleague Blair Hanley Frank is going to write a full review of this for GeekWire. So we'll be interesting to see what he thinks of it. But along with the lines of what you're saying, the CEO of Vodo is Noah Heller. And he's a former Microsoft Xbox and Activision executive. And what he says is that they're fundamentally trying to change the way photos are taken. And he says this whole idea of holding your camera still and hitting the button at the right time is sort of a holdover from 35 millimeter cameras. And they're hoping to see people change the way they take photos. I don't know. It seems like it's going to be a tough habit to break.
Yeah, but you know, Todd, we do a lot of video at some of our events, or actually trying to capture video when we're covering news stories. And then we always struggle to try to get a good photo out of that. So you can imagine there could be a use case for ourselves as we're trying to get photos.
Yes, the only issue is the still images taken from even high quality videos are not always as high quality as native still images. So we need to test this out a little
bit
more.
That's right. They say they are working on this as a first version, but they say they're going to get a much higher quality composition out of the video than you could just sitting there taking a photo. Dr. Bricker, you have doubts, it looks like.
Well, I'm interested, but I just you're going to have to get people to change the way they take pictures, and that's behavior change. And as a behavior scientist, it takes a lot to get people to change their behavior. And so you're asking people to change the way they compose photos and try to capture images. And so the technology might be there, but the person may not quite be there to catch up. And so probably going to take some training to make that work. But I'm open-minded, and we'll see what they can do.
That's great. So we're talking about Vodo, V-H-O-T-O. It is a free app for iPhone. Just released this past week. You can go to the App Store to try it out for yourself. And that is GeekWire's App of the Week.